Governor Scott Walker declared November 16th Rural Health Day. It's a chance to look at the challenges of rural health and to look at how healthcare providers are working with rural communities.
One in four Wisconsinites live in a rural community, and over half of Wisconsin counties are considered rural. Experts say these communities have unique healthcare challenges like hospital closures, lack of healthcare providers, and an aging population.
John Eich is the director of the State Office of Rural Health. John, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
So we have this day now set aside for Rural Health Day. It's an awareness to, you know, bring more to rural communities. What makes rural populations different from other communities in the state?
Great question. And I wanted to point out, too, that this is actually National Rural Health Day. So Wisconsin joins with the other 49 states in celebrating this, all in different ways. So it's exciting to see it ripple across the country and ripple around our state as well. The question, sorry, was what makes rural different? As far as healthcare goes, you know, I think distance is one of the key. We have many different demographics and areas of the state, from central city Milwaukee through suburbs and then out to rural and more remote areas. They all have struggles. They all have strengths. I think one of the things you can really point to in rural, two things. One, folks tend to do a lot with a little bit, sort of that MacGyver attitude of taking the fewer resources that you have and spreading them thinner. A lot of times people wear 10 different hats to get all the work done in a small town. The other is transportation. You know, if you're trying to get to healthcare because something happened, a trauma, or you've got an illness, the specialists are further away. They tend to be in urban areas. The healthcare that you do have in the rural area, it's still often quite a drive. EMS struggles with this. By the time emergency medical services, that is, by the time, you know, when you call 911, by the time somebody gets out to you and then gets you back to a hospital or ER, time has passed. So that's a particular struggle. And as you pointed out, provider shortages are always something. We have a number of doctors here in Madison, but not quite so many in more of the remote areas.
Sure, and actually would love to get a little bit more into that. When we had you on in March, I believe, and we talked about some state legislation that was being put forth to, you know, bring better access to healthcare in rural areas, and one of their big concerns was the fact that there aren't necessarily a ton of doctors, specifically specialists, in these areas. You know, do we have anything moving forward to bring doctors into these areas?
There are several initiatives that are existing that I think work well. We have loan repayment programs. In other words, when a provider works, a primary care provider, so this would not be a specialist, but when they work in an underserved area, and that's both urban, again, sort of central city, or rural, when they work in these underserved areas, the program helps pay back some of their educational loans. So that works. We have very competitive wages that we can offer. I think it really comes down to, in the end, though, who identifies, who resonates with living in rural. Let's just take physicians. The physicians that work best in rural are often those that came from rural areas. And so a lot of these programs that serve as pipelines, getting kids interested in medical professions in their middle schools, in their high schools, so that they think, yeah, I'm going to go down to the UW in Madison and study medicine so that I can come back to my town and practice medicine. I think that works best. So there are several of those programs, both at the medical college and here at the UW, and they're important, the work that they do.
So in these rural areas, we were talking a little bit about the challenges, and one of those is that there is an aging population in much of these communities. What specific challenges does that pose both for the people living there and for people providing care?
Well, as any of you know, I think it gets down to transportation is kind of a key issue. If you have relatives that are getting older, you know that one of the things you worry about is how they're getting around to go shopping or to get to doctor's appointments. Older populations tend to have more interactions with medical care, and so this comes up more often. And so they might tend to not make that doctor's appointment if if it's too much of a drive or they're just not feeling up to it. If they need it in the first place, maybe they're not feeling that healthy. So transportation is definitely an issue. We are actually working with, we just put out a request for proposal along with the nursing school for communities, rural communities that are working with on senior needs. And it's been so exciting to talk to these rural communities and hear about the ways that they're bringing everybody from the police chief and the library director to healthcare to work on the needs of their seniors, everything from staying healthy and vibrant and independent in their home to what their needs are if they have something like memory issues, dementia, or need to transition to an institution. People in rural areas want to keep their family members and their friends close, and so they're putting what they have together to figure out how to make this work for their community.
So that brings me to my next question is, why is this collaboration so important in rural areas?
I think it gets back to the, you know, doing more with less. There are fewer people in small towns to do this, you know, a lot of the same work, and so people have to multitask and they have to take on more roles than they might otherwise be able to specialize in an urban area where there's higher populations. So you do more with fewer people, you do more with often less money, and the hospital and healthcare, it's not as large as one of the big urban centers. So again, they're creating the best and some very high quality care with just these fewer resources. So it's that we can make this happen. I mean, you know, historically we think about farming as a rural thing, and it's not just farming, it's small towns, but farmers are used to doing this for generations. You know, you grab what you have at hand and you make it work to get that tractor out into the field today, because that's what you need to do. And that's what they do. That's an approach to life in general. And so again, they take extremely competent staff that come from all parts of the country, local and outside of the state, and they work magic with fewer resources.
We're talking to John Eich right now. He is the director of the State Office of Rural Health, and today, November 16th, is National Rural Health Day. Wisconsin just codified the same day to bring awareness to needs in rural communities. And part of what your office does is also talk about awareness around the community as a whole. And one of the things that comes out of your office is that you say rural does not mean remote. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so rural is one of those weird definitions that people have. It's kind of lodged in our psyche. Most people drive to a place and they look around and they say, yeah, this is rural. But I think there's a difference between a place that, like where I grew up, is about 30 minutes outside of Madison, and my closest neighbor was a mile away. But we were 30 minutes away from Madison, versus you get up into the northern parts of the state, they might be a small town of 2,000 people. You might have a neighbor 100 feet away, but you are much more distant to something like, say, a Home Depot or other resources, specialty care, et cetera. So there's a difference between density and remoteness, and all of that plays into what we talk about when we talk about rural and kind of the unique needs of each area.
And we've been talking a little bit about the challenges that face rural Wisconsin, not even just with medicine, but with lack of access, namely to broadband internet, bringing more people into the area to help repopulate it. How do you see the rural areas of the state moving forward into the next decade or so?
I think rural areas are really, in my experience, kind of pools of innovation. They're doing some really amazing, interesting things, and the benefits of doing a project in a small town or a rural area is that you have a readiness to innovate, you have fewer obstacles in the way, and so people get very creative, and they do some really interesting things. They also have a lot of community will. People pull together for each other. You know, when it goes around that so-and-so had an accident on the highway, people come together, and there's a sense of cohesiveness there that you don't always get in a more metro area. So there's a lot of factors that are working in their favor, and they're doing some really interesting things that I think urban areas can learn from and look to as pilot areas and test sites for things.
John, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Absolutely. My pleasure. And happy Rural Health Day.
Thank you so much. John Ike is the director of the State Office of Rural Health, and he joined us to talk about rural health care in Wisconsin.